This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
It's keeping many of us inside, that intense smoke that's blanketing parts of the U.S. It's from those wildfires burning across Canada, and it's making much of the air unhealthy here in the U.S., in areas from the Mid-Atlantic through the Northeast and parts of the Upper Great Lakes. New York City officials say everybody should stay indoors. Governor Kathy Hochul.
You don't need to go out and take a walk. You don't need to push the baby in the stroller. This is not a safe time to do that. I want to reiterate that.
The AP's Mike Hempen.
In Canada, officials are asking other countries for help, fighting more than 400 blazes across the country that have displaced 20,000 people. Canadian officials say this is shaping up to be the nation's worst wildfire season ever. I'm Mike Hempen.
A federal grand jury investigating former President Trump heard from at least one more witness yesterday, and there are signs that the Justice Department is moving toward a possible indictment over Donald Trump's mishandling of classified documents. Supreme Court justices have been filing their annual financial disclosure statements.
But the justice whose report was most anticipated did not file one. Clarence Thomas asked for an extension, as did Samuel Alito. Thomas has been under scrutiny for not disclosing several hundred thousands of dollars in gifts from a GOP donor. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
It's landed in San Francisco. A plane carrying passengers and crew who were on an Air India flight to San Francisco when their plane was diverted to Russia because of an engine problem. They got on a replacement aircraft that landed early this morning in San Francisco. Just in this morning, there's word that five people have died in a town near that destroyed dam in southern Ukraine. That from a Russian-installed official. Again, that is news that's just breaking. This is AP News. Now to an arrest related to the attack on the U.S. Capitol.
An owner of several funeral homes on Long Island has been arrested on charges related to the Capitol riot. An FBI agent wrote in court papers Peter Maloney appeared to have come to the Capitol prepared for violence, with protective eyewear, a helmet, and a can of insecticide, wasp, hornet, and yellow jacket killer. He's accused of spraying wasp killer at police officers and attacking journalists, including an AP photographer. The agent says Maloney was seen punching and shoving the photographer before other rioters pushed the photographer over a wall. Brother and funeral home co-owner Dan Maloney says the alleged actions taken by an individual on his own time are in no way reflective of the core values of the business. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A mixed picture on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gained 91 points yesterday. The S&P fell 16. The Nasdaq fell 171 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.